Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today, filling in for John Hockenberry. The third GOP primary debate is coming up this week in Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, for the first time, the national polls suggest that retired surgeon Ben Carson has at least pulled even or maybe even surpassed Donald Trump. The numbers in Iowa don't look good for Trump either. Carson has a solid 9-point lead there, according to one or two polls at least. And Trump knows it. Listen to this.
Ben is extremely weak, as you know, on illegal immigration, and you can't have that now. We have to have a country of borders. We need strength in our country, and you can't be weak on illegal immigration.
Now, whether the Donald's dip sends a bigger signal about the state of his campaign, we're going to leave to our analyst pundit colleagues at CNN. But when the historians write the record of GOP primary 2016, will Donald Trump be just another rich tycoon funding a quixotic campaign? Or has Trump revealed something real about the state of the Republican Party? Has Donald Trump blown up some of the assumptions about the party of Reagan? Craig Shirley is the author of four books on President Ronald Reagan so far, and he sees more than a few similarities between the Gipper and the Donald. Craig Shirley, welcome.
Hello.
You know, you say in a lot of your writings that the populism, the mastery of media, the sort of generalized optimism about the future, I suppose, not concentration on details, even the hair, make Donald Trump more like Reagan than most Republicans would like to admit.
Well, I only made passing reference to the hair because everybody in 1979 was obsessed with Reagan and whether or not he dyed his hair. So it was just kind of a mirthful reference. But more seriously is that Ronald Reagan came along and challenged the conventional thinking. He challenged the status quo. And, of course, the biggest and best example is his attitude about the Soviet Union, because containment and detente had been policy, bipartisan policy since the beginning of the Cold War. And he came along and says, no, we don't have to do this. We can defeat the Soviet Union. The other thing was that he was always talking about the future. And in a way, he appropriated that from the Democrats, because the Democratic Party, since the time of the New Deal and John Kennedy, had been the party of the future, and Jimmy Carter talked about scarcity and limitations and really handed the issue to Reagan. So Reagan ran with it.
But a lot of Republicans, of course, would be aghast to hear you compare Donald Trump to the visionary legend, you know, the spiritual icon of the GOP. I'm sure you're getting a lot of negative reaction to this comparison.
I'm getting some interesting reaction. Look, I'm just analyzing this is that there are obviously a lot of differences too. And in fact, there are far more differences than there are similarities, is that stylistically and in terms of the 11th commandment and how he comports himself and conducts himself. Obviously, Donald Trump is not Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan never would have said some of the things that Donald Trump has said about either women or his opponents. But I'm just talking about two important points in terms of their similarities.
Okay, so saying that there are some important points in terms of similarities going against the status quo and sort of visionary status for the future is fine. But Donald Trump is a media master who has sort of knows what cable news and the media is hungry for. And his attacks on other candidates, his attacks on Latinos and immigrants, his attacks on women seem very, very un-Reagan-like, but also not really built, in my estimation, for the long haul. I mean, getting on television and knowing how to get on TV is one thing. Building a movement is a very, very different thing. And in that way, he's very un-Reagan-like, isn't he?
I think so. Reagan welcomed people to the party. He wanted the party to be one thing to all people. He did get something like 40% of the Hispanic vote in 1980. He got a majority of the under 30 vote in 1984. So he wanted the party to be big, but be a big conservative party and not all things to all people, but instead one thing to all people. So that's just one area where there's a vast difference between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump.
You talked about that 11th commandment, and we should drill down on it a little bit. Republicans shall not speak ill of other Republicans. I have it right, right?
Yes, you do.
Now, Trump loves breaking that rule. We've discussed that. But GOP establishment super PACs and campaigns, they're getting ready to break that rule big time with a lot of big money and negative ads about Trump. So they seem to think that the situation is bad enough that they're going to break the 11th commandment, the Reagan commandment, big time, and they're about to do it.
Yeah, well, let's face it, politics has changed since 1980, although politics could be pretty rough and tumble back in those days, too. And Ronald Reagan tore into Gerald Ford in 1976. He probably didn't break the 11th commandment, but he bent it pretty good. You know, when he was campaigning in North Carolina, he said Ford was handing out so much federal largesse. He said, you know, the band doesn't know whether to play Hail to the Chief or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You know, in the 1964 speech, he tore pretty good into LBJ and the Great Society and all that. So Reagan probably never broke the 11th commandment, but sometimes he bent it, where Donald Trump is pretty much broken it on several occasions anyway.
There's a great deal of hand-wringing, as you know, going on in the Republican Party right now about what Donald Trump's rise in the polls, his consistent leadership in the polls up until today anyway, says about the state of their party. A lot of the so-called top-tier candidates, the Rubios, the Bushes of the world, are frustrated that their message can't break through because this populist kind of bombast media mastery is crowding them out. Does this say more about the state of Republicanism than just, you know, people are sick of Washington? I hear that explanation all the time, and I think it's got to be much more than that, don't you?
It is much more than that. I think he might be part of the natural evolution of the Republican Party. And really, I mean, in a way, he can chalk up his rise to two things. One is that, what do you know about Donald Trump? He's the master of the deal, the art of the deal. And in a way, he's a reaction to people's perception that President Obama has engaged in bad deals, you know, whether it's stimulus or health care or the Iran nuclear deal or whatever else. And so in a way, I mean, he's a rise to that. Also, I think the corruption of the Republican Party, he's a direct result of. Third, and needs to be explored a little bit more closely, is that he might be just the natural evolution of the Republican Party, the next step in the Republican Party of being completely populist and completely anti-Washington.
Is Donald Trump the natural evolution of the Republican Party, or is he just kind of an episode, a bad dream? A lot of Republicans hope it's the latter. Craig Shirley is author of four books on Ronald Reagan, who sees Donald Trump maybe as the new Gipper. That's Craig Shirley.